Okay, we are ready to reconvene. Dr. Raul Viana is the next moderator. I'd like to ask you a big favor after the last lecture of the day. If we all could gather over here on the stage for a picture, an official picture of all of us, would be great. Dr. Viana.
Certificate, sir.
Well, good afternoon. Firstly, I'd like to thank the organizers for the invitation to be moderator of this session. It's always a pleasure to be in Montreal, particularly with Professor Bournier and friends. Well, let's start the session. I will invite Professor João Pessoa. He will talk about pigmented conjunctival lesion in a child. Professor João Pessoa works at the University of Campina Grande in Paraíba, in Brazil.
I would like to say thank you very much for the invite. I did my fellowship at McGill University in 2003-2004. And this is a case I'm going to present. And also, I'm going to ask you for help because it's a tough case. We're going to talk about the one patient, a girl. She had 8 years old. She's African American. And his mother complained he had a fast-growing pigmented conjunctival lesion in the right eye. The patient's personal medical history and the family history was unamicable. This is the lesion in the right eye. He had these lesions 1 year, and he started to grow fastly since 6 months. In this is my magnification. And we decide to remove this lesion and submit to pathology. Also, I removed and did cryotherapy in the scleral and conjunctiva. I did the double freezing scleral bed and the surround conjunctival margins and amniotic membrane transplantation. This is the aspect, the post-operation. And in the histopathology, we find anaplastic melanocytes present within nests in the epithelium and infiltrate the substantia propria. One pagetoid growth pattern, large bizarre epithelial cells, mitotic activity, and inflammatory infiltrate. You can see here the nest of the cells in the epithelium. This is in high magnification. This, you can see the nest and the infiltration in the substantia propria. Inflammation. And all these parts, you can see the cells. And in the high magnification, the inflammatory cells and these cells. In EGB45, all the cells was positive. And Y67, can change the mark the proliferation, you can see the positive also. So you did the diagnosis of ocular conjunctival melanoma. These lesions is very, very uncommon because the melanoma, the ocular melanoma, represents just 5.3% of all cases. And the conjunctival melanoma, just 4.8% of these cases is ocular melanomas, is conjunctival melanomas. This is a potential fatal tumor. Primarily, is this unilateral, especially in patients, white patients, different of the our case, this is our African American, and normally is 40 and 70 days of life which is affected. The mean age is ocular melanoma is 6.4 years, and just 3.3% of the is younger than 30 years old. And 0.68% is younger than 14 years. In the large clinical series on the conjunctival melanoma, we just find 2 cases in 150 patients and 0 cases in less than 16 years. This is studied by Shields et al. In another paper, Paul McDonald, in 71 lesions, Most of the case is just nevi. It less than 0.04% is just conjunctival melanoma. So it's very, very rare. Fine. In another case, you see the clinical series, 0.40 patients is less than 35 years in the Swiss National Cancer Research. And this is in a large cancer in 1,098 patients in Uganda. He found 21 cases. But in this 21 case, 5 is younger than 15 years. In another paper, Trabos, in 28 cases of malignant melanoma of the conjunctiva individuals younger than 15 years, just the details are available in just 8 cases. I found also another case report on a female in 6 years old in the Turkey, was published in 2008. In this table, you can see all the case, and most of them, you can see 8 years old, is associated with another disease, like xeroderma pigmentosis. In this case, you have the same age, 80 years old. So, the conjunctival melanoma can evolve from melanocytes nevi or PEN, or can arise de novo. Most studies report the PEN is the major etiological precursor. Persistent nevi is 14 to 35% of the case. However, no uniform data and shields are available due to the few existing cases reported in the literature. Conjunctival nevi are relatively common in childhood. In a large set of 22 conjunctival nevi, 36.8% were in patients less than 20 years old. 9.15% of conjunctival lesions in children were reported to be nevi. But any rapidly growing vascular mass, change in color, regardless of the patient age, should be biopsied to exclude the possibility of malignant transformation. How in this case? So, this is the diagnosis differential of this case. And the first time when you see the case, you thought it could be the split nevi. The therapy for the conjunctival melanoma is surgery, complete excise of the lesion, associated with cryotherapy, alcohol corneal epitheliotomy, obvious exanthelation when involved the orbita, and post-surgical therapy, chemotherapy, with using mitomycin C. The follow-up is the first 5 to 10 years after the primary therapy. However, is there a high rate of recurrence? Evaluation of the entire conjunctiva and palpation of the lymph nodes is part of this follow-up. What's important for mark for poor prognosis? The tumor death, involvement of the palpebra, caruncula or fornix conjunctiva, mixed cell type, lymphatic invasion, increased mitotic index, and probably the age could be a mark of poor prognosis. In the past, conjunctival melanoma in younger patients had a poor prognosis based on the observation that 5 of 8 fatal cases in 19 patient series occur in individuals younger than 35 years. However, subsequent report failed to show any prognostic correlation between the prognosis, the mortality, and the age. The prognosis of conjunctival melanoma in children has not been clearly defined because of its low incidence, inadequate follow-up, and the lack of details in the clinical report. So, the origin of conjunctival melanoma in children is still unknown. It's rare. The hormone change that occurs at the puberty, low ultraviolet light exposure, occupation environment factor, and associated with the genetic factors. I would like to say thank you very much for Dr. Bounier for all this time when he came here, and it's a pleasure to be here to see all our friends you make in Canada. So thank you very much, Dr. Bounier.
Any questions or comments for Dr. João Pessoa?
Seeing the slides you saw, the slides you saw with the pathology, with so severe inflammatory infiltrate, I will suggest you to consider also an entity that is called melanoma juvenile, a patient, young patient with nevi that get a very localized inflammation and then the cells become malignant or like malignant transformation. Because it's very, very, very rare to have, as you say, melanoma under 20 years, but it's much more rare even before the 10 years.
Yes. One question in this case is because the mother reported this doesn't have any lesion, and the lesion become to increase 6 months. So she, the lesion appears 1 year. So she doesn't have any lesion. Of course, it could be a lesion and become more pigmented. But probably it could be a rise de novo. It's not like he have a nevi and now she had inflammation. This is the question. She doesn't have any lesion before the 7 years old. These lesions start with she had 7 years old.
It's true what Tony Saroniu is saying, that we may see atypia in cases of melanocytic lesions that are in fact benign, but they look like malignant. This case is more interesting because usually you see those around puberty. Because of their hormonal changes, you may see growth, changing colors, changing borders. Instead of well-defined, it becomes ill-defined or not well-circumscribed lesion. And that it can be confused with melanoma being a benign lesion. However, in this case, that 8-year-old patient, then those alterations are prior to puberty. And the alterations and the cytopathological features are much more than just inflammatory. I mean, this is more than reactional. And I think it's, unfortunately, it's easier to make a diagnosis of a melanoma before puberty than after puberty, being extremely rare. What I don't understand is most of the cases I have seen in children are from South America, when it goes against all the rules, because we're supposed to have a mixed race population, much darker skin, right? However, there is much more sun exposure, but there is, in my experience, maybe it's just a bias, more cases from South than North America in my hands of melanoma of the conjunctiva in children.